Well, for years, Beijing has fumed over the unashamedly anti-Beijing pro-democracy activities of one particularly influential and very rich Hong Kong resident, whose name is Jimmy Lai. And today, via the national security law recently forced on Hong Kong by China's rulers, they took a very big step in their campaign against him and arguably against press freedom in the territory too. The media mogul was arrested in his newsroom, charged under that security law and retrospectively, it seems, with colluding with foreign powers. Here he was in an interview on CBC News broadcast just last week saying he was being followed.
Just this morning, my driver told me that, you know, look at the young kid, you know, on the left side. He's there every day and trying to see what time I leave home and all that.
You don't sound scared by that.
I can't be scared. If I'm scared, what can I do? I cannot say anything. I cannot do anything. Because the most skillful thing that the CCP can do is to induce fear in you.
Jimmy Lai there. Well, I've been speaking with our China correspondent, Bill Birtles, about the arrest.
Well, Linda, Jimmy Lai is without doubt the highest profile figure targeted in this national security law by an absolute mile. He is 71 years old. He's a billionaire, actually, because he started a clothing business that became very successful. But in recent years, he turned to the media and set up this newspaper, Apple Daily, which is also very prominent online. And Apple Daily is unapologetically pro-democracy, pro-protester, anti-Beijing. It is criticised as being at times discriminatory towards mainland Chinese, as being very parochial, but at the same time, it is wildly popular in Hong Kong. And so during the protest last year, he was constantly denounced by state media in the mainland as a traitor, as somebody who's sowing the seeds of chaos. Today, he's been arrested by police for a series of charges, but the most important one is for colluding with foreign forces. That's the new national security law. That's the one, Linda, that could see him jailed for up to life.
And not just Jimmy Lai, but others were targeted today too. A couple of hundred police stormed into the newsroom.
Yeah, and so there were at least seven people arrested, including two of Jimmy Lai's adult sons. The others detained were executives for the Next Media Group, which is the parent company of Apple Daily. And these incredible scenes of looked like about 100 or so Hong Kong police officers storming the office building. Other media was barred from even going near the building. And of course, inside Apple Daily, despite some of the journalists being told by police to stop cameras, they were live streaming it nonetheless. Now, it has to be said, Jimmy Lai is no stranger to being detained. He's previously been arrested several times for protest-related offences. But Linda, being charged or being under investigation, at least, for national security, this steps things up massively.
Now, there is a sense of intimidation in Hong Kong around this law, and that seems to be growing. But there is one former legislator who is still speaking out. Her name's Emily Lau. Let's just hear a little bit of her reaction when I spoke to her earlier about this matter.
You are looking at a very, very terrified and very, very anxious and frightened city. All kinds of people are very, very nervous because they never know when the police will knock on their door or go in and search them and search their offices. And when the Apple Daily office was searched, the police, they're not even sure whether they've got the warrant because they wanted to see it and they could not. But they saw police going through the things on their desk. So the whole thing is very worrying, and it is very bad for press freedom and for freedom of expression and for civil liberties and personal safety. I just call on the whole international community to look at what's happening here and to speak out for us.
Former Hong Kong legislator Emily Lau. Now, Bill Birtles, the international community has indeed been speaking out about Hong Kong and trying to increase the pressure. What's been said and done?
So just before these arrests in the last, I think it's 3 days, The United States has placed sanctions on top officials in Hong Kong, including the most senior, the head of the mainland liaison office, Law Hui Ning. Also, too, Carrie Lam, the chief executive of the city. She's been sanctioned. She can't have any financial dealings with US banks. And so this was just the latest in a series of measures. Australia, along with the US and several other countries, suspended extradition treaties to Hong Kong. There's been quite a solid international response from Western countries to this law. Interestingly enough, today you had a prominent state media figure up here in Beijing who claimed that the arrest of Jimmy Lai showed that authorities in Hong Kong will not be intimidated by those US sanctions, and claiming that this action from Western countries will only drive the hearts and minds of Hong Kongers deeper towards the motherland.
And meanwhile, how will Beijing deal with Jimmy Lai? Because he's incredibly high profile. He's lobbied in Washington. He's so well known. Could this backfire on Beijing?
Well, the lobbying in Washington will likely be used as the evidence against him. Last year in Washington met Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He's constantly called for US diplomatic support for Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement. In theory, if he's prosecuted, will be tried in a Hong Kong court by one of the Chinese government-approved judges who have been okayed to hear these national security cases. But he is so high profile, there is even a clause, Linda, within the national security law saying in exceptional circumstances they could try him on the mainland outside of the Hong Kong system.
Our China correspondent Bill Birtles there.